Studs! Studs! Studs!
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
Yeah, man.
I said it, man.
All right, I was out at the racetrack today enjoying myself.
There's a shocker. Now, was it because it had been such a long time since?
Please. Sound like my wife. Anyway, so I'm talking to a guy out there who's like a real track guy.
By the way, she doesn't hassle you, does she?
Nah, she doesn't give a rat's ass. Yeah, as long as I leave the house, she doesn't care where I go. This girl was sitting in front of us.
Right.
And I said to my friend, because I couldn't eyeball how old she was. She may have been 18. She may have been 38.
You couldn't see her face?
Yeah, I couldn't see. And we said, all right, let's try to figure out how old she is.
You had an obstructed view?
Yeah, we only saw her from behind.
Right.
I put 20 on, she was about 22.
Right.
And he put 20 on, she was closer to 42.
So you bet on anything, really, at the track.
Well, between races, what do?
You bet on other things.
You sit there and you bet on which kid's going to fall down. So we walked around and we checked her out, and she was closer to 42 than 22, so he wins.
Oh, we win. So he takes the 40 bucks?
She may have been north of 42.
Really?
Yeah.
And here you were clocking her at 22?
Yeah, it just looked like, she didn't have that over-processed hair.
Yeah, right, which, of course, comes with excessive treatments and colorings and things like that. Right.
All of a sudden, it turns into, like, Brillo pads.
Yeah, I know the look.
And it has a stink on it, too.
Well, it smells like the products that she uses.
Yeah, it smells like burnt hair.
Sometimes it can smell like that,
frizzy and...
Right, that's just older chicks.
Yeah, it's like pubic hair on their
No,
head.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad. So. But it's just a warning. If you dye and bleach and frizz and straighten and curl
and extend
and do all that stuff to your hair, eventually you're going to be walking around with steel wool on top of your kepa.
Right. Kepla. Kepi.
Kepla?
Your kepi. You could say kepi.
Kepi?
So you're going to look in that mirror and you're going to see Joy Behar looking back at you.
Right. With about a 120 steel wool on your head. Maybe a 220.
By the way,
it's a real fine steel wool.
By the way, I never knew that. What is the difference?
It's like the course of sandpaper.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay. I never knew, what's the better one to buy?
Well, you got to start low and go high. If you start with a 60 or 40. I think they may even make 30 now.
Do they really?
Yeah, but it's real rough.
Yeah.
And then you go all the way up to very fine. I think that's 400 or... I don't know. I haven't steel wooled crap in a long time.
I lived in a home sometimes where Brillo pads were overused, and I just throw them out. I'd go, Mom, come on. It's done. It's over. She'd go, don't you tell me. When was the last time you took a Brillo pad to open? I'd throw it out.
So I said to this guy at the track, I said, if she was 24 or 25,
right,
she could have been my daughter. Or my son.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Because in 19, I don't want to give the exact date I did this.
Right, you want to.
I'm not very proud of it at all.
Right, you want
to. I'm a strict Catholic.
I know.
And I slipped.
And we want privacy for the young woman.
Yes. And she got pregnant, and we were in no position to get married. And we decided that.
You don't have to convince. You don't have to try to, I understand.
Thank you.
You've said enough.
But anyway, I would be tooling around with a kid who's Jerry Wachowski's age.
And Sophia.
How old are you? 25, dude?
Yeah, 25.
Right. You're 25. I'd have one of these guys
and
as a son or a daughter
and
a 2.5-year-old.
Well, I think Sophia, actually, I think the real loser in all of this is Sophia.
It's me.
No. The real loser in all of this is Sophia because she would love.
She could have had a big brother or sister.
Right. I think she'd love it. Especially if it were a girl, a 25-year-old girl.
Yeah, but see, I also would have been embarrassed that if my 24-year-old daughter or 25-year-old daughter or son had a kid before I did. I had another one.
Had a family, you mean? Had like a kid? Because impossible, Tim, biologically. Maybe you were out that day, but maybe you called in sick.
Well, yeah,
you played sick at home that day. But
I would have. Well, this is what I wanted to say. I would have a grandson before I had two kids.
Right,
a granddaughter or a grandson.
There are a lot of people like that. I think there are a lot of people with grandkids. the same age as...
Or even older than the real kids.
Yeah, or the same age, you know. Yeah. Here in Los Angeles, there's all sorts of family units. You know, we've come to embrace all sorts of diversity and all sorts of different family units and all sorts of kind of weird gaps. I mean, tremendous gaps in time in between children.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this on the air before. My wife is 10 years younger than I am, and I'm 6 years younger than her mom.
Right. You have said that on the air. You're closer in age.
By 4 years to her mom.
To your mother-in-law than you are to your wife.
Yeah.
Well, because you get young, hot chicks, dude.
Thank you very much.
I mean, that's just...
My wife was born in 1973, and my wife's mom was born in 1959.
And you were born in?
1963.
Oh, God.
Or no, I guess it would be 57 and 63.
Still.
She's born in 1957. I was born 6 years later. And then 10 years later, my wife was born.
Yeah, oddly enough, Tim, you're a contemporary of your mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you would have.
And we sit there and we look at Jennifer like, you know, we have no idea what the kids are doing nowadays. What is that music you kids are listening to?
Yeah, you're closer. That's interesting. You're closer.
I just sit on that rocker, on the big extended rocker bench with her mom.
You still enjoying that on Saturdays?
Yeah, we look at her daughter and my wife and go, wow, look at that.
And does Jennifer's
little kids running around?
Does Jennifer still serve you the lemonade on the rocker? The country time she comes out with the
slippers.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. Honest to God, I got a pair. You mentioned on the air, you know, when do you know it's the end because you're getting glasses, because your vision.
You got slippers?
Oh, no, no. I'm in love with these slippers.
Oh, Bubbo.
Yeah.
You really should.
It's over.
You should not have any more leisure material around the house.
But I've almost.
Like, there shouldn't be you shouldn't go out and buy a hammock. You shouldn't buy a more comfortable chair, a more comfortable bed. You need to prop yourself up.
Right,
you need
to things.
Stand up.
Right, I know.
Not sit down anymore.
But it's amazing, Tim.
No more comfort for you. You know, I mean, that's going to drive you in an early grave.
Yeah,
I get out there.
I'm out.
I would have been much more prouder if you said you got a pair of hiking boots that you love.
Well,
you got a pair of slippers.
I did buy
these
sneakers very recently. You like those? Not really. Those Nikes.
Beauties.
Yeah. So,
buy them for yourself?
No, the slippers were given to me as a gift at Christmas time.
Yeah, I don't think guys ever buy themselves slippers.
No, I've never purchased slippers. But now, like, I used to walk through my house in the gray terry cloth shorts, which I do still a lot. You know, my gray terry cloth shorts.
Free balling it.
Sometimes barefoot. Sometimes with just socks on. And normally, I just walk around the house with socks on. I know you keep your sneakers on. Like you have to. Like the house is gonna suddenly, spontaneously combust and be in flames, and you have to run out, you know, into the valley.
Yeah, but who'll be laughing in the street?
Right.
Me.
With your kickers on.
Yeah, got my sneakers on. Everyone else is stepping on glass.
Yeah, but anyway, now I'm going, no, socks alone won't do it.
You got to get slippers.
I got to wear the slippers,
too. Boom.
So I'm wearing slippers.
You know, you're about 2 months away from getting a rascal.
And I was also given...
motorbike.
I was also given at Christmas... you know, like leisure pants, like to wear, like not...
Sweatpants?
No, not pajamas. But I guess you could wear them to bed. I think I wore them to work once. Remember after the holidays?
Oh, yeah, those big baggy pants with the drawstring?
Yes, I wore them to work once. You remember those?
How many pairs of pants do you own?
Oh, real pants? Including sweatpants?
Including sweatpants and pajamas and everything.
Like
30?
No, it's not that high. No, 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 no.
20?
No, it's more like a dozen.
And how many have strings on them?
These do not have a string. The pants I wore yesterday here to work had a string. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Definitely 25 to 50, 25%, 1 in 4.
Have strings on them?
Yeah.
Built-in strings?
Yeah, for comfort.
And you can tie those up?
Yeah.
Do you untie them when you hit them at the subway?
No, I untie them. Like the day I wore those leisure pants to work when I came in here after the holidays and I was kind of in pajamas, I was drawstringed up. I was tied up. All tied up nice, bow down there.
Do you tie a bow there?
Well, I'd make a knot. Of course. When I got home, I immediately, unraveled the knot. you know, and allowed the pants.
Enjoy yourself.
Right. But then the pants fall off you, basically. You can't walk around too much in those pants untied before they just kind of begin to shimmy down your thighs and fall off you.
Do you think, in your tutored opinion?
Yes, Tim.
Do you think that you're rather young to have up to 50% of your pants have rope around them?
Yes, I will concede that point. Yes. To say there's rope around them makes me sound like I'm, the wilderness man. No, they have drawstrings. They have strings to tighten and loosen.
Have you ever busted one?
Yes, in fact, I have.
Yes. You're sitting there eating, and then all of a sudden, whoosh.
I have a rather...
Whips around and hits one of your dogs in the face.
Hey. Oh, sorry, Daddy, sorry.
Busted a string.
I have.
That was a good goddamn meal, though, huh?
I have a rather nice pair of khaki pants. Khaki, like tan khaki pants, that I used to wear a lot. You know, you could wear them to work at perfectly normal. You know,
you busted them out?
Busted them out.
How, you bust the string?
Busted the string out.
During a meal?
Not during a meal, just one day. Just, damn it, come on. I'm trying to get that string around. Come on with you, it's your string.
And that string started to sweat.
Yeah, like a lasso, and the string.
And it gave up.
That's right.
It gave up the ghost.
It surrendered. The string said, please.
Wow.
The string said, uncle. And I just said, all right, I can't wear the pants unless I replace the string.
Steckler had Doug Steckler had a great idea to open up a kiosk in a casino in Vegas and sell drawstring extenders.
I'd be a customer. I'd be there. Right. That is a
like
brilliant
if you can't
idea.
Get it around, you know, you just can't do it. You know, like for $5.95, we'll extend that for you.
Right, and make it leather. You know, make the drawstring extenders like leather. You know.
It'd also be a good idea to sell people their own seatbelt extension so they didn't have to have that uncomfortable collision with the stewardess.
Oh, that's
where you can't put the seatbelt on, and she comes by.
Have you seen
and
that?
She's dragging it down the aisle, and everybody knows where its home is.
Yeah, that's terrible to watch. I've
and
seen
here
that.
It is, and they present it to you as if it was like the golden ticket.
Right here it is.
Yeah,
you're the winner.
Yep, here you go.
Right,
you're the winner, but you're really the loser.
Yeah.
But we're going to present it to you like you're a winner.
Well, have you also, talking about like things that fat people have to live with, have you seen at an amusement park, have you ever seen someone kicked off a ride?
Yeah, because, I saw right in front of me. Like a 12-year-old girl.
It's horrible. Because they can't, whether it's the, an over the shoulder, like a, a bar that comes over or comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, for a moment, when we were at Knott's, I went on the accelerator with Gina, didn't I? Didn't we go on the accelerator together?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, we had fun.
Speaking of, for a
moment, I felt like I was afraid that was not going to come over me. And I was
is that right? You had to move out?
No. I was able to ride the ride, no problem. But for a moment, I thought, oh my God, here we go. This is not going to fit, and it fit fine.
I saw it during the Academy Awards when they're giving out an award for best documentary.
Right.
I saw they took a picture of Michael Moore. He did not look comfortable in that seat.
No, well, look, that's a, we have.
He's got to be 450.
Michael Moore, I would say he's 400 for sure, and he's also very, very tall.
Is that's he? A huge bitch.
Yes, he's very tall. He's really, he's like a
giant. So he might be higher. He might be north of 400 then.
Yeah, I think so, because he's like a giant. He's
450?
Like just a big guy. Maybe I've seen him in person. For some reason, I feel like I've seen him in person. He's just really big.
All right, gang, the embarrassing moments you've had because of your weight, they're always fun to talk about in retrospect, not very fun while it's happening.
Hey, but you know what? If it is happening to you now, talking about it might be helpful, because living with it, some people feel shame.
I have another one that happened to me.
See, all right, see?
All right, here's the phone number. The embarrassing crap that's happened to you because you are so effing fat. All right? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I was at, I don't know how I got talked into this, back in the early 90s. I was dating a chick, and I swear to God, looking back on it, it must have been a chemical imbalance in my brain that I said yes to this.
All right.
But she asked if I wanted to go to a wedding shower, and I said yes.
Oh. Aren't weddings?
It was a couple's wedding shower.
I've never heard of that. I thought the wedding showers were just for chicks.
So did I. And they should be. But this one wasn't. It was like a real progressive one.
Oh, you know? God. Really?
So I put on a, you know, probably a sweater or something, you know,
yeah,
casual.
Yeah, right, sure.
And I go up there and I, you know, she has the gift and they present her with the gift. And I was probably about 200 and maybe 20 pounds at the time.
Were you that?
215.
Really?
Yeah, I was pretty big.
Yeah, you're much thinner now.
So we get in there and I immediately look for the booze and they tell me it's a dry party. There is no alcohol. Ooh. And I start looking at my watch and I'm thinking, all right, it's 1 o'clock. maybe 1:15 we could get out of here.
And there's and supposedly you're supposed to wait. There's a meal coming and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a meal, and they want to open the gifts in front of everybody.
Right. The girl opens the gifts, or the couple opens the gifts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the guy turned out to be gay and left her for another guy.
Oh, boy.
As a matter of fact, I know that happened.
Did you get your gift back?
No, but it wasn't a great gift.
Yeah.
You know, some crap we picked up on the way there.
I think when relationships end that quickly, and this is a whole other topic.
It wasn't quickly. They were married for like 6 years. They had 2 kids.
Oh.
And then he left her for a guy.
But when relationships do end quickly, and I mean like in 2 or 3 months, like my best friend's sister.
Right.
Don't you think I should have got, I gave cash. Don't you think I should have got my cash back?
How long was the relationship or the marriage?
They got married on April 24th, and I remember that because that was my mom's birthday. They got married on my mom's birthday. And by the 4th of July, he had kicked her out of the house.
Yeah, you should have got a little rebate.
I would think, and I gave, you know,
maybe 70% of it back.
I just gave cash in an envelope. I wanted it back anyway.
So I'm a big fat guy, and I'm sitting at this shower, this couple's shower,
right?
And there's like an antique rocking chair. So I sit in the rocking chair,
oh, Jesus Christ,
rocking back and forth. All of a sudden, I rock back, and it's not going forth. It just stays back,
right? It's
and
supposed-
I hear.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, uh-oh, one of the rockers broke. I got to try to get out of this chair before it explodes.
Right. Oh, my God.
And I go to get out of it, and it explodes. Into, like...
Timber.
Jerry, please. Into, like, thousands of pieces.
Oh, God.
It just... You could hear... It sounded like a car hit the building.
Was it a chair close to where a lot of other people were?
It was the chair where everybody was in one room, and... Everybody turned, and all they do is a half turn, and there I am on the floor with my fat ass. The chair explodes.
Oh, that's funny.
And
that's funny.
And the bride to be started crying because that was her grandmother's chair.
Oh, no.
And she made a big deal out of it.
You busted an heirloom.
Oh, yeah. An antique. I mean, this is an heirloom, an antique, and probably worth, I don't know, maybe $600 or $700. And she said, you know, maybe we should try to put it back together. And I said, baby, that ship has sailed. This is not going back together.
Right.
But you know what? It would have happened to anybody.
Of course.
Who was 215 pounds or more sitting in that chair. So eventually would have busted up.
That chair was not meant to be used.
Right.
It was just for looks, for show, as we used to say. My mom used to have things in the house just for show.
But after that, dude, I was so cautious about sitting on anything in that party.
Oh, God.
I like looked at the couch. I'm like, oh, maybe I could, that couch will hold me.
Just sit on the floor at some point, Indian style.
And then you couldn't sit on the porch. It's a cement slab.
And then
that'll hold me.
You couldn't even have a drink because it was dry party.
I was totally sober.
Oh, God, what a horrible.
And I couldn't complain about the fact that I got hurt doing this, too.
Oh, it hurt you?
Yeah, one of the pieces went in and cut me in the back. And I had like a big bruise and a big cut on my back. I was in tremendous pain.
Well, didn't the chick you were dating at the time inquire about, you know, ask you if
she
you were...
laughed the whole time.
All right.
She laughed on the way home. She almost urinated herself just laughing the whole time.
Oh, well, okay.
She couldn't believe that this happened. She brings this schlump who she's just starting to date, and he's exploding the furniture of her best friend.
You know, I have to tell you this in less than a minute. I have a furniture story. It's not about being fat, though. I was probably 6, and I was at a friend of the family. You know, my brother and this kid were close, you know, and they were older, and I was like, you know, the little brother who always got, you know, they gave me X-lax but told me it was a chocolate bar. You know, they did everything to me.
Right.
But they had a...
Glad to see that's leveled off in your adulthood, huh?
You know the spittoons they used to have, like, in saloons?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, for show, my friend Billy's mom had one, you know, like, by the fireplace or whatever.
Yeah, I think we had one, too, yeah.
Yeah. And I said to...
And nobody ever spit in it.
I said to Billy, I said, what is this? He said, it's a spittoon. He said, you spit in it. I said, you do? He's like, yeah.
So you spit in it?
So I was like 6 years old, and then I got like, you know, I was there every day, you know, and I was one day was like particularly phlegmy, and I just went, oh, they have that thing. That's right.
You went over and spit in it?
I did. Like, oh, 6 years old. I said to my brother, I spit. He goes, no, it's for show.
Oh,
he takes it.
He even knew.
He cleans it out, you know.
All right. Embarrassing crap that happened to you because you are out of control with that weight. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I love these. Look at, not we'll get to the calls, but look at line three.
All right, Janice, you got to hold on. You might be the winner there. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Embarrassing moments that happen to you because you are F-A-T.
Any excuse Jerry Warshawski has to whip out his Weird Al Yankovic
CDs.
Yeah, man.
Girls just want to have lunch, man.
No, Fatty's playing.
I know, but his hit is Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
That's true.
Janice and Irvine, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Hey, baby.
I'm having a good evening.
That's great. I hear it in the voice. I can hear that you're a big person. Like, people can hear it. You know, I should talk. I'm a big dude. You know, people can hear it in your voice sometimes.
Well,
how big are you?
Oh, I'm about 2.5.
Jerry, please. All right, and what happened to you?
Well, I went to vote in the city of Orange, and I was in the voting booth. It was one of those sort of makeshift deals where it's very light cardboard with sort of a flap hanging down, clear flap.
That's exactly how I vote. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And what did you eat? Did you eat it?
Yeah, I placed my vote, and I turned around to exit and took about 5 steps, and the voting booth was attached.
Now they got stuck in the voting booth.
Yeah, it was very entertaining to about the 12 senior citizens in line.
Now, did they come down? Because, like, they're attached, you know, so you'd think that, you know, maybe 2 or 3 of them would actually collapse. They'd all kind of come down almost like a house of cards would, you know?
No, mine just went with me.
Did you peel it off once you got home?
It was, you know, it's funny. It just happened, and everybody had a kick out of it, and I moved it. And
I guess you at least you have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, and I guess you don't need an I voted sticker if you've got the booth attached to you.
Hey, I'm sure I wasn't the first person to have it happen, but it was funny, and it's not really a bad memory. It was just one of those things.
Yeah, the sticker should have read, "I'm voting." All right, baby, we thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. You take care of yourself. All right. There she goes.
That's amazing.
You know, I love fat women. They all have a great sense of humor. They really do.
And you know what?
They have to, I guess.
Usually, fat chicks are the best cooks you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah.
They really can cook because they love to eat.
Well, because it's also serious business. I mean, you can't F up a meal.
Right. Fat chicks, if you ever want to, I mean, there are, guys know, you know, a few benefits to hanging with a fat chick, and the food, the meals she'll serve you is definitely one of them.
All right, what happened to you? Because you're a fatso. Darren and Duarte, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I was actually about 9 years old when it happened. I'm 20 now, and we were at Disneyland on It's a Small World, and no one in my family is under 250 pounds, and they told us we were sinking the boat, so they made one of us get off, and it had to be my dad, which only weighed maybe 105 wet.
Wow.
And about halfway through the ride, we started taking on water, and we kind of had to scoop the water out and kind of scoot ourselves along. It was very shameful.
I wonder if that did happen, if the Coast Guard would have to show up.
Yeah, who would they call in for that? And would there be, like would it get stuck and there'd be live news crew video of in there and the reporters would ascend on this place?
I mean, that's very dangerous. You could have drowned.
Would descend on it?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. That's one of my better memories.
Now,
when
you say you started taking on water, how soon into the ride did that happen?
You know, as soon as you get on, it kind of takes a turn into the tunnel there.
Right. Oh, boy, immediately.
Yeah, and we kind of had to try and hurry up and scoot along, and we're bumping other cars to hurry up.
Jesus Christ. All right, buddy, thank you for calling, man. I hope you get over that one day.
Yeah, and the music's playing, of course, the theme, the Small World theme.
Oh, Bubbo, look at that, man. All right, we're watching breaking news on Channel 9 right now. Evidently, there was an officer-involved shooting in Van Nuys somewhere.
It seems to be.
The suspect was shot and killed, and three others escaped. They took off on foot, and we're looking at this command post right now. Streets are closed off from Sherman Way all the way up to on the north, and Van Nuys Boulevard, a very large area. So stay away from Van Nuys and Sherman Way. The cops have killed a guy out there.
One person has been shot and killed by the LAPD, according to our friends at KCAL9. And I guess as soon as we get more information on the officer. Now, when it says an officer involved shooting, that doesn't
look like he got hit.
Right, doesn't mean the officer
got
hit.
And they're looking for three other young men, probably young men out there. Can't imagine they're chicks. So Sherman Way and Van Nuys, be careful in that area. All right, what happened to you because you are a tons of fun? Let's talk to a Joe in Ventura. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, quit breaking chairs, you effing a-hole.
I know.
He didn't mean it. He just sat down. He wanted to relax.
I'm a left-wing tool. What can I do?
Hey,
all right, what do you got?
Girl called in, man. She's got to be pushing 350, 400, man.
Yeah, she didn't seem like she was that concerned about it.
You mean Janice with the voting booth?
Yeah.
All right, we're done recapping our past calls. What do you got?
I was at Magic Mountain with a couple of buddies, and I got on Superman.
and then you got off Superman.
I'm pushing like 340 on a subway day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like 6'3", 6'4", so it kind of works out.
But you're still with all due respect, when you say you're 340 and then, you know, you try to, you know, back that up with, but I'm 6'3", I'm sorry, that doesn't totally take the stink off it. And I can say this as a fat guy myself.
You're right. I'm an effing fat ass.
Right.
Thank you for that, though. I appreciate that.
No, hey, moving on, though.
Just here to cheer you up.
Moving on. I'm in the front row of the seat, so there's like 40 people behind us on the ride. And all it is a lap belt, so they... I can't push the lap belt down, and the ride ended up getting delayed for like 6 or 7 minutes. And by the end, all the people in the back of the car are yelling, "Get off the ride, fatty!"
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Why didn't you just start kicking ass?
Well, that's why I look back like, hey, you know, I'm going to, you know, this is not cool, so shut up. But either way, this big, giant black woman came up and put her foot on the lap belt to work there. She was going to push this lap belt down.
Did it make it?
And I looked at her, I said, "Are you effing nuts? This is my balls here."
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Woman's going to kick the guy in the nuts just so he can enjoy 30 seconds of bet or Superman.
It is a great ride, though. I mean, honestly. But you know what? I can be honest with you. If I'm that guy, and by the way, I mean, you know, I don't go to amusement parks as much as I used to, and maybe that's one reason. But I came pretty close at the accelerator, like I said earlier, at Knott's. But if I'm that guy, and literally they can't start the ride, and there's, as the caller said, a 6 or 7 minute delay, honest to God, I'd throw in the towel. I would just say to the attendant, you know what? I'm done. It's okay. And then you'd have to take the walk of shame, of course, past all of the other people on the ride ready to take the ride, and imagine the snickering and the sneering.
Oh, yeah, it's embarrassing.
Oh, God.
I mean, you'll remember it for life.
Oh, and they'll remember it, and they'll get home and tell 1,000 people.
We went to Disneyland when they reopened Space Mountain, and myself, Jerry Wachowski, I believe Malibu Dan was with us.
I was with you, too. That was my first year.
Yeah, Malibu Dan?
Yeah, Malibu was with us. Yeah.
And Malibu Dan was with us, and Brian Whitman, and the three of us went on the new Space Mountain. And they said, "Do you guys want to go on during the show? And we'll, you know, grab a microphone, give you a microphone. You can go on with a microphone. They'll tape it to your wrist." And I said, "You know what? I'm good for about once." And Brian goes, "Hey, what's the matter, old man? Can't go on a ride again? Can't go on twice?" And I said, "Nah. I said, I'm. It's not that. I just, you know, I think I'm good for once. You know, one was great. I think two would be a little too much." He goes, "Well, how old are you?" Brian's like, "How old are you, dude? You like 75? You 80?" And I said, dude, just go on the ride then. You don't have to bust my chops. So he goes on the ride, and we hear him the whole time on the ride.
That's the microphone is attached.
Right. And the ride stops, and he says, how was it? And I said, have you guys gone on again? I mean, have you gone on yet? Mm-hmm. And he goes, dude, we went on the ride just now. I said, we didn't hear it. But we heard the whole thing. I go, dude, will you go on again? He goes, no problem.
Yeah, right. I was trying to show you.
Right. He gets off it, and he was so effing sick.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget that. And it was one of the first.
He was spinning and falling around.
It was one of the first live shows that you and I had done together. And I like an idiot, I mean, I'm my love affair with food, you know, I had eaten before.
Yeah, and, like nachos or something.
Yeah, or, you know.
Popcorn.
Right. And pretzel, something, you know, something was thick, rather rich. You
That's
know.
Why there's a line, so you don't go on it, you know, two times in 3 minutes.
And, you know, and of course, you know, the last laugh was on me because I was giving you ass for going on. But I felt so on it.
The whole night, yeah, you were pale.
I felt terrible.
All right, what happened to you? Because you're so effing fat. Chase in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, so I was at SeaWorld.
Right.
And my girlfriend dared me to try on some of the girls' SeaWorld clothing as a little dare between the Shamu show.
Huh? You worked for SeaWorld?
No. But you know, I my dream has always been to work at Six Flags.
All right.
I think that
it's everybody's dream.
Yeah, I think that can be achieved, buddy. I think you can go down there, apply, and kind of, you know, lock that off.
Yeah. So so she picked out some, you know, clothes, and I went into the changing room. I put it on, and I accidentally ripped it. So, you know, after a while, she starts knocking on the door and saying, you know, what the problem is, and, you know, I'm trying to act cool like nothing happened. So I eventually go to her and I say, you know, hey, you know, I accidentally ripped it. So we tried putting it back, but one of the SeaWorld people saw it and made me buy it.
How much was it?
Well, it was a top and a skirt.
A top?
And a hat.
Oh, Bobo.
So I currently have $130 of SeaWorld girls' clothing.
And where were
you? Do you keep it with all your other girls' clothing?
No, I put it in the trash just outside the shop.
Right. Where were your guy clothes that you, I mean, hopefully, you know, you were able to quickly change back into your dude's clothes?
Yes, they were in the changing room. I did not have to pay for those, so I was.
How big were you?
Back then, like 230.
You know, I bet that happens at SeaWorld every day. All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
You think so?
Yeah, fat guy goes into the shop and tries on women's clothing, busts it out, and that's their margin over there.
Right, and then they're forced to purchase the outfit.
That's how they make all the money to pay for the food for them whales.
You split it, you buy it.
It's hard to go see the whale show after that's happened to you.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What happened to you? Because you're a fatso. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Girls just want to have lunch. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. What happened to you because you are so fat? What embarrassing act did you have to suffer through?
Yeah, man. Maybe you got, well, just to review, if you're just joining us, we had Janice who got stuck in a voting booth. We had
some dude who got was sinking a boat in the small world.
We had a guy who delayed the Superman ride for 7 minutes because they couldn't get the seatbelt around him.
Let's talk to Mike in Corona. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man.
Hi, Mike.
Love the show.
Thank
all right,
you, dude.
All right. Check this. I've got twin girls in the second grade, and you know, I work on the road quite a bit. But once in a while, I work from a home office, and so that kind of gives me the opportunity to go to, like, you know, the daytime school recitals and things like that.
Yeah, that's cool that you can do that.
Yeah, once in a while. Well, you know, if you've ever stepped into a second grade classroom, they've got the miniature, like, mini-me desks.
Right. The chair is attached to the desk. It's all one unit.
The chair is attached to the desk. And, you know, I mean, I love watching my girls perform, but, you know, they won't let the parents stand in the back. You know, they ask you to take a seat. Mm. So, you know, I plop my big butt down on the ground, and they said, oh, please, everybody, take a seat. And
yeah, they didn't mean take it home.
Yeah, I'm looking at the desk, and I'm looking at me, and I'm looking back at the desk, and I'm like, this is not going to work. The wife just says, try your best.
Oh, geez.
So I shimmy my rear end into the back of that thing. I'm about 6'2", 245. And, you know, needless to say, when the recital's over, I mean, I was concentrating on my discomfort the whole time. I didn't even, thank God my wife filmed it, because I didn't even know what was taking place.
Right. And, you blacked out.
But you got out of it. You got out of it all right?
Well, this is where the funny part comes in. I go to get out of the desk, and I stand up, and I'm hunched over at a 90-degree angle with a desk attached to my rear end. And I got parents looking at me. Now, there's two men in this entire thing, me and another guy that's maybe 5'7", 125. And I look at him like a little help. And four of the teachers came over, their assistants, and they're all trying to peel this thing off of me. And it took about 5 minutes, and I walked out of there with a red ring around my waist.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, needless to say, it was an experience, and something that my girls still get a kick out of.
I imagine.
I'm sure all of the books that are in that, you know, came out, too, because, you know, there's a little compartment under the seat for the student to put all of their books. I'm sure they were flying everywhere.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
Well, when I was in the Navy, I used to do amateur bodybuilding, and I stopped doing it because of a back injury, and I ballooned up. I was about 255 when I was at my peak, but then I ballooned up to 280 when I stopped working out, so I was just still eating. I was still taking in like 5,000 calories a day.
Right.
So I was in the Honor Guard, and we had a change of command ceremony for my ship, and we had admirals, this new ship's captain, and so I dropped my rifle. And I had to bend over to pick it up. And, like, this is, like, during the middle of the drill. So, I mean, it's bad enough that I'm clumsy and drop this thing, embarrass myself like that. But when I bent over, I still had the dungarees from when I weighed, that's what they call the pants. But I still had the dungarees from when I weighed 255. So, I mean, every stitch was stretched to the max. I bent over, and I was commando that day. And let me put it this way. The Navy brass got testicles and butt crack.
They probably enjoyed that. Those things are, you know, awfully strict and not a lot of humor in it.
They'll tell that story.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
They'll tell that story a lot.
All right, Brian in Los Angeles. What happened to you because you're fat?
Hey, guys. Well, I went up with four buddies to Lake Tahoe for, you know, summer vacation or something a couple years ago. And we rented a... Four guys weighing about 250 each, we rented a jet ski. Thought it was a good idea. So we were going out to the middle of the lake, and we were going through, like, the no-wake zone. So you have to go 5 miles an hour or something like that. And this jet ski is basically half sunk because it's got about 1,000 pounds of weight on it.
Right.
And we're just kind of, you know, every time a wave hits us, we bump up, and then we just kind of slam down onto the ground. So before we even got out into the middle of the lake to turn the thing up, we noticed we kept hitting the ground, and the boat starts sinking. You know, it's just a little jet ski, and all of a sudden the engine just kind of dies down, and the boat starts sinking. And we're like, what the hell's going on? Everybody's kind of flipping out, like, turn the boat back on. And it won't turn back on, and the boat just starts sinking, and all we can do is jump off. Basically, this jet ski's at the bottom. It's about, you know, 15 feet, and it's just sunk down there. We're just floating in the middle of the lake. Like, what are we?
You guys killed it. You killed it.
Yeah. So
that's so cool. I'd love to have seen that on videotape.
It was pretty bad. So we had to swim back to the rental place, and they're like, "Where's the boat?" And, you know, kind of all four of us soaking wet. And we said, "Well, you know, it's sunk. You guys gave us a bad boat. It couldn't support us." And the manager came out and he goes, "Well, look at you fat asses. There's four of you. You guys weigh 1,500 pounds." You know, and I don't know. We had to fight with the guy because they wanted to charge us, you know, $6,000 for sinking
Jesus
the boat.
Christ.
Really? Wow. And did they have your credit card information?
Yeah, they had everything. I mean, wow.
You know, they should have, with the experience they've had, they shouldn't have given you that boat.
Yeah,
it's their fault.
I agree with you.
They gave all four of us life vests. I mean, they knew all four of us were getting onto the boat.
Yeah, and they knew that all four of you were going to need them.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right, thanks for calling. Wow, that's embarrassing, man.
Hmm.
Guys are out of that boat sinking it because they're fatsos.
So I guess ultimately you got to get a few guys to go down 15 feet to bring up the Titanic, as it were.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much it's going to be worth once you recover it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Pomona. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What happened to you because you're so fat?
Hey, yeah, I went to a Samoan party, to a wedding, and needless to say, it was time to eat. We're all standing there in line, and this lady was sitting right next to my table, and she totally bambied the chair. It was a plastic little chair, and she ate it on the floor. And I'm sitting there, and she was, you know, Samoans, they don't really mess around, so she was looking at me like, I dare you to laugh. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm not laughing. Everybody at the table, it was just one of those uncomfortable situations. Oh,
was it immediately, as soon as she sat down in the chair, it went?
Like, collapsed.
Yeah, it is always fun to see.
Just like,
especially on
one of those moments, like if you were with your buddy, you would laugh.
Right.
But this one, it was just like, she looked at us like, well, I'm a white guy, so she was looking at me like, I will crush you.
Right. It is funny to watch, especially a woman fall. You know, one of the funniest, America's Funniest Home Videos, anytime they had wedding footage of a woman down.
Especially a big woman.
In a wedding, it's always hysterical.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
I don't know why it is. When you see a guy fall, it's not that funny. When you see a chick fall, it's outrageous.
Because they're more embarrassed when they fall. You know, the last time I fell, by the way.
I think they fall in, like, slow motion, too.
You would have...
When a guy falls, he goes down.
I went down, actually, about... we've had some rain. We've had a pretty rainy winter. And I guess, three storms ago or whenever it was, one Friday night, you and I left the station here, not together, but the show was over, and it was pouring rain, and I wanted to stop and get, Ben and Jerry's ice cream and, get some stuff.
Treat yourself.
Treat myself at 7-Eleven, like I always do. And I parked the car, and I began to sprint just kind of toward the door because it was really raining, and I was wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down. Sneakers, shorts, and of course I skinned my knee.
Oh, boy.
I went down, and just as I go down, and flat on, I'm on the floor. Here's this guy, and I was just so thankful that it was another dude and not a chick. Here comes this dude, he's walking out, and he was like real cool about it. He didn't even laugh at me.
He helped you?
Yeah, he goes, dude, you all right? You know, he like really played it off. I could tell he really wanted to laugh. I said, dude, I am okay. I said, thanks for asking. I'm all right. I got up, and I was so effing embarrassed. He got in his car, and I went like face down, head down, walked into the store, and couldn't look back at him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, really.
Hey, you know what I discovered last night? I think for the first time in my life, and I'm 44. I don't know if you know this.
Hmm.
But, I'll tell you when I get back. But... there's like a rule in Los Angeles that I was unaware of by a major corporation, and I got screwed by it last night. Mm. All right, the David Letterman top 10 list is coming out. Then we also have Robin in the news, and I'll lay out this on you. But I think everybody may have already known this rule before me.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I don't know what you're...
And I never heard it before, and I get an argument with the guy at the counter over it. And it was really uncomfortable.
Last night after the show?
Last night after the show,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Throw it down all day, every day.